Okay, let's talk barbecue. For anyone who's, chased that perfect smoke ring or really wrestled with a tricky brisket, that quest for consistency, it's real.
Oh, yeah. Hours on prep, getting the fire just right.
Exactly. And then you're still kind of guessing, right? Did I actually nail that internal temp?
It's that last unknown that holds people back.
Yeah.
Even seasoned pitmasters sometimes.
It's the moment of truth, isn't it? Did you hit that sweet spot or did you just make some really expensive jerky?
Yeah, the old way always had a bit of, let's say, hope involved.
And that's exactly why today we're doing a deep dive into something that's, well, it's really changing the game for outdoor cooking, BBQ data trackers.
Right. And our sources, they're pretty clear. These aren't just fancy gadgets. They're becoming like essential tools, indispensable, really, for
Yeah.
getting those exceptional, repeatable results.
So our mission today is to basically sift through all the info we've gathered on these devices. We want to pull out those key nuggets of knowledge for you, the listener.
Help you move beyond just intuition. We're talking about swapping out that guesswork for actual data-driven precision.
Turning that hope and a prayer cook into something you can nail consistently. Delicious mastery.
That's the goal. Data-driven deliciousness.
And one thing that jumped out right away from the research, just the efficiency gain.
Oh, definitely.
Imagine tracking your pork butt's internal temp precisely without ever lifting the lid on your smoker.
Huge. That prevents the heat loss, keeps everything stable.
And saves you time, you can actually use for, I don't know, perfecting your rub or just hanging out.
Yeah, it's not just about the end result, it's about the process too, and how these things
Yep.
work. It's fascinating.
They're pretty cutting edge, aren't they? Monitoring crucial stuff like temperature, cook time.
And some even track humidity levels, all in real time.
So it's way more than just a thermometer. It's like a diagnostic tool for your cook.
Exactly. It gives you this live feed, the precise control that just ensures your meat gets cooked perfectly every single time.
So this tech, it fundamentally changes how we approach traditional grilling, smoking, all of it.
It really does. You've got these super responsive sensors collecting vital data. It's essential for hitting that ideal doneness, whether it's brisket tenderness, a perfect sear on a steak, or even just roasting a chicken safely.
It really empowers you to replicate your successes, doesn't it?
That's the key. Accuracy and repeatability.
Okay, so if someone's thinking, right, I need one of these, the variety out there is kind of overwhelming. What are the main types we're seeing?
Yeah, there's a lot. First up, you've got your standalone units.
Okay, the simple ones.
Pretty much. Straightforward, focus on accurate temp readings, easy displays, great for a no-frills, reliable check.
But then things get connected.
Right. And that's where the smartphone integrated models come in. These are super popular.
Because they talk to your phone.
Exactly. Pair with an app, and suddenly you've got this rich interface, graphs showing temperature curves over time.
Oh, cool. So you can see the whole cook history.
Yep. Historical data logging. Plus, customizable alerts. Ping. Your steak's ready. Ping. Time to wrap the brisket. And you can monitor it from, anywhere in Bluetooth range.
That remote monitoring is a big deal.
And then for the real tech fans, or maybe just people who wander further than the backyard.
There's Wi-Fi enabled devices.
Now you're talking seamless integration. Home network, smart home setups.
Meaning you can check your smoker temp from anywhere, like at the store?
If you have Wi-Fi, yep. Some even connect to smart speakers. Alexa, what's the temperature of my smoker?
Wow. Okay, that's hands-free. And pushing data to the cloud for later analysis.
That's a huge plus for really digging into your technique long term.
So it really sounds like choosing isn't about finding the single best one. It's about finding the best fit for your style.
Exactly. How much connection do you need? How much data? Versus maybe just wanting something simple for burgers on a Tuesday.
It's a balance, and the advantages, they go way beyond just watching the temperature climb, right?
Oh, absolutely. The cooking precision is just transformative. Think about those really tough cuts, like brisket or pork shoulder. Managing the stall, getting that fat rendered perfectly.
Total guesswork before. Sometimes.
These trackers take that guesswork out. You get consistently great results.
And that brings up something critical, maybe overlooked sometimes, food safety.
Ah, super important.
We all think we know the safe temps, but these devices give you certainty, especially with big, uneven things like a turkey.
Right. Takes the worry out of it. Is that chicken really 165 degrees F all the way through? Now you know. Reduces the risk of, well.
Yeah, let's just say it avoids a very unpleasant next day for everyone.
Definitely. But it's not just about safety and precision. How does this actually make grilling more fun, more creative.
Good question. Does it take the art out of it?
I don't think so. I think having that reliable data actually frees you up to experiment more.
Ah, okay. Like trying reverse searing or really mastering smoking?
Exactly. You've got this digital safety net. You know the temp is handled, so you can focus on the technique, the flavors.
And the data you collect, it helps you learn.
Immensely. You refine your skills, boost your confidence. It encourages creativity because you're not just guessing anymore.
It's like having your own little barbecue science lab back there.
Sort of. And it's not just about this cook. Analyzing that data afterwards. Seeing the temperature curves, the timing.
You start seeing patterns.
You do. You identify trends that directly inform your next cook. Every session becomes a lesson. It's this constant improvement cycle.
Okay, I'm sold. Data-driven deliciousness, here I come. But, all right, faced with all these options, how do you actually pick the right one? Where do you even start?
Good place to start is connectivity. Really think. Do I need Wi-Fi for monitoring from anywhere? Huh. Or is Bluetooth good enough for the backyard?
Maybe even cloud storage if you're serious about tracking history.
Right. Then, crucially, ease of use. Is the display clear? If it has an app, is it intuitive? Easy to set up alerts?
You don't want to be fighting with software when your ribs are on the line.
Exactly. And then accuracy. This is huge.
Non-negotiable, really. What should people look for?
Our sources say aim for plus minus 1 degree Fahrenheit accuracy and a fast refresh rate, like under 5 seconds.
Micro-precision. And multiple probes for checking the meat and the grill temp.
Ideally, yes. Ambient temp plus internal meat temps gives you the full picture of your grill's thermal zones.
And compatibility, right. Make sure the probes work with your grill setup. Can they handle high heat for searing?
Crucial check. Finally, budget. They range quite a bit.
Is it worth spending more?
Often, yeah. A quality model usually means better reliability, more consistency, lasts longer. Think of it as investing in peace of mind and precision.
Okay, so you've picked your tracker. Now, getting it set up and actually using it effectively, you've thought about your needs, multiple probes for big cooks, maybe specific features for smoking.
Right. But having the tools one thing, using it right is another. Installation is key.
Where do you put the main unit?
Securely attach it somewhere, away from direct flames. Then the probes aim for the thickest part of the meat, avoid bone. That gives the truest internal reading.
And the ambient probe for grill temp.
Place that so it measures the actual cooking chamber temp, not right next to a hot spot. Magnetic backs or clips can help a lot here.
Then linking it up. Usually pretty easy. Download the app, turn on Bluetooth or Wi-Fi, pair it.
Generally, yep.
Yeah.
And boom, real-time data, custom alerts. You're not chained to the grill anymore. Go mingle.
But then comes a step people might skip, calibration. You're saying this is vital.
Absolutely critical for accuracy. Don't trust it straight out of the box forever. Use a known temperature source regularly.
Like what?
Easiest are an ice bath. Should be exactly 32 degrees F or 0 degrees F or boiling water around 212 degrees SAF or 100 degrees SAT at sea level.
And adjust if it's off.
Follow the manufacturer's instructions. And remember, altitude affects boiling point. Calibrate often, especially before a big important cook. Gotta trust your data.
Makes sense. And keeping it working, maintenance matters.
Definitely. Routine cleaning. Wipe the unit, clean the probes with mild soap and water after each use. No harsh chemicals.
What if you have problems? Connectivity issues?
Basic troubleshooting first. Check Bluetooth Wi-Fi on both devices. Restart everything. Often solves it.
Inaccurate readings.
Recalibrate first. Then check the probe. Is it clean? Is it positioned correctly in the meat? And don't forget, manufacturer support or online forums if you're stuck. Great resources.
Also, keep the software updated.
Yes. Firmware, app updates, they often fix bugs, add features, improve performance. Check for those.
And storage. Can't just toss it in a drawer.
Treat it well. Store it somewhere cool and dry. Away from sunlight, moisture, extreme temps. A case is ideal. It's a precision instrument after all.
Okay, let's get practical. Using these for different cooking methods, grilling, for instance, how does it help there?
Precision grilling. You're not just guessing the grill temp. You use the ambient probe to confirm you're holding steady at, say, 450, 500 degrees F for that perfect medium rare steak sear.
And you watch the internal temp, too.
Both. Set an alert for maybe 5, 10 degrees below your target temp. Pull it off. Let carryover cooking do the rest. No more overcooked steaks. Perfect sear. Juicy inside.
Nice. Now, the art of smoking. Low and slow. Trackers seem almost made for this.
They are essential. Maintaining that steady 225 degrees after to 250 degrees after for hours. That's the key.
And you don't have to keep opening the lid to check.
Exactly. Minimizing lid openings is huge. It prevents temperature swings, shortens cook times. You can also track the stall, that plateau.
Ah, the dreaded stall.
Yep, and use the data later to see how wood type or meat size affected the smoke time. Helps you refine your technique for bark and tenderness.
What about roasting, like a whole chicken or a pork loin?
Trackers ensure even cooking. You know the internal temp is right, like 165 degrees for chicken, without scorching the outside. Pull it at the perfect moment.
Takes the guesswork out, lets you focus on flavor, brines, rubs, gives you confidence.
That's it. But the real power, I think, goes beyond just watching the numbers in real time.
You mean using the data afterwards?
Exactly. Leveraging that collector data. Analyzing the temperature graphs after a cook. You start seeing patterns.
Like what kind of patterns?
Maybe a certain cut always stalls longer when it's cold outside. Or maybe you find a specific temperature range gives you the best fat rendering on pork shoulder.
Ah, so you fine-tune based on what actually happened.
Precisely. Our sources really push keeping a cooking log. Mm. Note the temp, the time, the weather, what worked, what didn't. It becomes your personalized barbecue Bible.
That's smart. What about timing? Can it help plan better?
Huge help there. Optimizing cooking time. If you track how long different meats take under certain conditions, you get really good at predicting cook times.
So if your brisket method usually takes 6 hours,
you can plan your start time accurately, makes hosting way less stressful. Plus, many trackers have timers for managing multiple items.
Okay, this is getting advanced. Comparing data across different cooks.
Now you're really unlocking the potential. Every cook is different, right? Weather, meat cut, humidity.
True.
By comparing data from various sessions, you can pinpoint why something worked well one time and maybe not another.
Like noticing your rub gave a better bark on a humid day. Or a certain wood worked best at a slightly lower temp.
Exactly. Those kinds of insights, it transforms you from just grilling to really mastering the variables.
And you could even share data or compare notes with other barbecue geeks online.
Yeah. Learn from others. Share your findings. It accelerates your learning curve like crazy. Makes you a much more versatile cook.
The tech keeps evolving too, right? What advanced features are emerging?
Tailored alerts are getting smarter. Not just it hit temp, but maybe wrap now based on stall detection or based every 30 minutes reminders.
Full prompts right on your phone.
Yep. Take some mental load off, especially during a party.
And you mentioned smart home integration earlier.
It's getting really interesting. Voice commands via Alexa or Google Home are becoming more common. Hey, Google, how much longer on the ribs?
Wow.
And some systems can even integrate further. Imagine the tracker telling your pellet grill to adjust feed rate automatically if the temp drops. Or coordinating with smart igniters.
Okay, that's some next level automation, streamlining the whole process.
It's heading that way.
So let's wrap this up. Bringing it all home, these BBQ data trackers, they're really about moving past just winging it.
Fundamentally, yeah. They empower you. It's about objective data, repeatable results.
Ensuring food safety, boosting your precision, and honestly, just making outdoor cooking more enjoyable and creative. Less stress, more success.
Well said. It takes away a lot of the anxiety.
So a final thought for you, our listener, to chew on. How does embracing this technology, this blend of tradition and science, change barbecue for you?
Right. Does turning it partly into a data-driven science open up new avenues for exploration in your own backyard?
Mm-hmm.
New levels of mastery.
Think about how that next cook, the one where you're meticulously tracking everything, might just unlock your perfect meal. What possibilities does that data hold?